Welcome to the Indian Newsling Podcast.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome again to Indian Newsling. We wish to express our gratitude to you for having introduced us to Dr. Pankaj Chowdhury, who's come from Delhi as your guest. And I believe that this will be another extension or another beginning of an enduring and great relationship between India and New Zealand, which has been on the grow for a long time. And you, as the Chief Executive of Auckland Business Chamber, will be able to bring another wave of synergy and cooperation. So tell us a little more about how you spotted Dr. Pankaj Chowdhury and how did you manage to bring him to New Zealand?
Well, thank you, Venkat, and you know, thank you for all you've done around India-New Zealand relations. You know that in politics, I was a booster, if you like, for India-New Zealand. I could see the great possibilities. It makes a lot of sense for New Zealand. We are outward looking and small. India is a place with huge confidence now, with a dynamic young population, with great expertise and skills in areas like technology and pharma and many others as well. And so I've always been interested, been there a number of times now. On my most recent visit, had a delightful dinner with Pankaji and some of his colleagues. And, you know, I could tell that this was someone who was not only warm and hospitable, but dynamic and well-connected in India, and as someone of a great pedigree, but also a great future. And so we talked, and, you know, we agreed that he needed to come, and I needed to get him to New Zealand. And so here he is. And, you know, I think what I'd also say is, when we think about India-New Zealand relations and where things are at, with where India is at, we must take it on its own terms. We need to be relevant to India. We can't wait and sit back. Yeah. So that is true on our side. I think what's also true, though, is we can't just leave this to government in a strict sense of that word. It's
right.
Not just ministers in the beehive and in Delhi. It also requires people with influence and knowledge in political parties and civil society, in NGOs and in business.
Right.
And so, you know, we could just leave this to ministers, but actually sometimes our friends in the political arena, they need the help of others.
Right.
And I think this is where Pankaji, who of course is a distinguished academic at Delhi University, but also involved in the political sphere, and myself coming from that, but now in, you know, in a sense in civil society and business, we can help this along. And I think what we will establish and have established is a dialogue and discussion, but more than that, the ability to have more meetings, fora, and further things both in India and New Zealand. And so just as we have heard from our distinguished friend, dear friend here, that he will be back in New Zealand, you know, it's incumbent on us to be back in India.
Right.
With not necessarily massive, but small, select delegations of people from society, from
right.
business, from the Indian diaspora, who can help further relations. Of course it's economically, but it's more than that. It's a people-to-people link, it's cultural, and it's with an eye to what is happening in the world geopolitically and in terms of many other trends besides.
Right. I think, as you rightly say, the government is making its move. The new government is looking into areas of new areas of engagement, if you like, start afresh. How can people like you, being in the Auckland Business Chamber, mustering the support of business communities, and we in the media, who we have passion for promoting relationship with countries like India, especially India, and India's is not just an emerging power. I think the youth of India over the next 50 years will be the engine of growth, and they would be the manpower of the world. So I think our relationship with India can transcend not just business, But see how, with the help of people like Dr. Pankaj, even streamline employee relationship so that we get the right people into the country, they're properly engaged in economic activities. How do you think a body like the Auckland Chamber be useful in that?
Firstly, look, I agree with you, and you know, I forget the statistics off the top of my, but you know, I remember hearing about the number of babies born in India every day. I mean, the numbers are mind-blowing. And what we know is that, you know, India, huge young population, which of course is different from other superpowers around the world and Europe and other places, including New Zealand. So there's so much there. And what we want from each other, you know, if you just again take it economically, we've had a debate around dairy in New Zealand, right, India forever, and horticulture and wine and these things. But actually, increasingly, the things that India provides, they are also things we really need. Skilled, talented young people, pharmaceuticals, technology, services. So there is much there beyond the traditional things. What do we offer? Look, I think it comes back to a sense that I have, now I'm out of politics, that it can't simply be the strictly speaking, the political arena that provides.
Right.
Politics and government needs friends, it needs help, and we can help with that. It's fantastic that the new government has a deep ambition that we heard about on the campaign trail for India. They really want to get somewhere with India. They are in, understandably, a hurry to do that as they see other countries signing agreements and doing things. They are rushing. But you know, to have any hope of getting anywhere, they will need people like us, dare I say it. You know, it's not always easy for a small country to get the right meetings, to meet with the right people, not just the titular heads, but those around the scenes.
Right.
And I think these are things that both Pankaji and myself, dare I say it, in our different systems, are able to help with, to help the India-New Zealand relationship, yes, commercially, economically, but in a broader sense than that as well. What you're saying, Venkat, is absolutely true. You know, we need people with experience. You know, I think about you. We know that actually, if we just do what we've always done, we keep harping on about dairy and these things, we'll get the same result we've always got. I think, dare I say it, you much more than me, but even me, you know, we know where the bodies are buried. We know what needs to change in the relationship.
Right.
And the hope is, and I have more than hope, I have a faith that, you know, with dear friends like Pankaj here, we have the ability to move the relationship beyond where it's been, to higher heights.
Yeah, I think people like Dr. Pankaj, yourself, we can open a new corridor of engagement. When the government is doing on one side its bit to promote business relationship and trade, we can also assist you in doing that. Just to give you an example, Sir John Key, who was the Prime Minister of New Zealand from 2008 to 2016, he recently made a statement just to understand, he says, how you should understand the Indian market. He says, where in the world do you find 786,000 mobiles sold every day? He said, to reach 1.3 billion people, that would take 5 years. And within that 5 years, you would have had iPhone 18, 19, 20, and then new market is generated. He says, that's the dynamics of India and its ability to produce and consume. And he told New Zealanders, this is the country you're looking at. Look at it fresh. Look at the youth of India. So this is what we have now come to realize. So now you have come, Dr. Pankaji, that we want to engage with you. Simon, thank you very much for being with us. And I'm sure this is just one of the many meetings that we are going to have with you. And we absolutely admire the way you're leading the chamber. And we look forward to working with you and the business community in general, plus the Indian community. Let's make it a really good engagement with India, meaningful, and strengthen what Narendra Modi is doing in India so that we can have a better relation. We want Modi to say that New Zealand is one of the finest friends of India.
We love it.
Thank you.
you for listening to the Indian Newslink podcast.